Opinion. Thanksgiving 2025 means gratitude and seeing the humanity of the people who keep Racine running. Racine County, I. Thanksgiving isn't just about the meal. It's a checkpoint, a moment to look around and ask whether we're actually living up to the values we claim matter. And honestly, Wisconsin's political discourse right now is giving the exact opposite of gratitude. It's giving chaos. It's giving dehumanization. It's giving weaponize the vulnerable for elections and call it patriotism. Let's be real. The current national drama around illegals versus taxpayers is lazy, misleading, and engineered to distract us from the systems that actually need fixing. Here's what gets lost. Racine's undocumented residents aren't an abstract policy problem. They're part of this city's foundation, economically, culturally, and historically. And if we're going to talk about immigration honestly, we also need to speak honestly about crime, public safety, and how law enforcement actually interacts with immigrant communities. Because the fear narrative and the facts are two very different stories. The numbers about immigrants that never make the soundbites start with the basics. Nationally, undocumented immigrants paid nearly $100 billion in federal, state, and local taxes in 2022, including billions into Social Security and Medicare, programs they're barred from accessing. Here in Wisconsin, recent analyses estimate undocumented residents pay $200 to $240 million each year in combined federal, state, and local taxes. That money supports schools, infrastructure, public safety, and the everyday systems politicians claim are overstressed. They're also essential to our state's workforce. According to UW-Madison's School for Workers, about 10,000 undocumented workers make up roughly 70% of Wisconsin's dairy labor. Roughly 73,900 undocumented residents live in the state. That's not a drain. That's economic architecture. But the narrative you hear the most, the one about crime, also doesn't survive contact with actual evidence. The crime story politicians tell, and the story the data actually shows. If you listen to political ads, you'd think undocumented immigrants are driving a crime wave. But research paints a very different picture. A significant analysis using detailed Texas arrest data, one of the only states tracking immigration status in arrests, found that undocumented immigrants were arrested for violent and drug crimes at significantly lower rates than U.S.-born citizens, and at much lower rates for property crimes. Peer-reviewed studies confirm the same pattern. Undocumented individuals consistently show lower felony arrest rates than native-born residents. Meanwhile, national research from Penn State's Social Science Research Institute found that cooperation agreements between local police and ICE had no measurable impact on reducing violent crime. In some cases, they actually made communities less safe by reducing crime reporting and increasing vulnerability for Latino residents. So does immigration status make someone a criminal? No, and the best available evidence says so clearly, which brings us back home to Racine County. In Racine County, the same family meets two very different systems. Here, immigration enforcement looks completely different depending on which uniform shows up. Earlier this year, the Racine County Sheriff's Office confirmed with Racine County I that it cooperates closely with ICE. When ICE issues a detainer on someone in the county jail, RCSO notifies ICE the inmate is going to be released. We will hold an inmate for approximately 48 additional hours to allow immigration agents to pick up the inmate. It is just the inmate's status per federal immigration, said RCSO Public Information Officer Michael Luell. There's no evaluation of the seriousness of the offense or public safety risk, just status. Civil rights groups, including the ACLU of Wisconsin, warn that holding people beyond their scheduled release on civil immigration detainers without a judicial warrant, may violate constitutional protections. Legal challenges in multiple states echo that concern. State lawmakers have also introduced proposals that would mandate sheriff cooperation with ICE, expand local authority to verify immigration status for people in custody, and punish counties that don't comply. These bills would move Wisconsin further toward a jail-to-deportation pipeline and away from local discretion. Racine Police Department, community safety, not immigration enforcement. The City of Racine Police Department takes a very different approach, and Chief Alex Ramirez has been unequivocal about it. The Racine Police Department is not in the immigration enforcement business. If you're a victim of a crime victim, we want you to report it. We are not going to schools, businesses, or homes to enforce federal immigration laws, he said. He has pushed back against rumors that local police participate in immigration raids, stressing that officers do not stop people based on immigration status. Caledonia Police Chief Christopher Botch takes the same stance. A person's immigration status is irrelevant to municipal law enforcement, he said. We will continue to provide all people with the same high-quality services and protections. These are not small differences. They shape whether residents feel safe picking up the phone when they need help. No fear-mongering, no outdated stats, just what the most recent data shows. Racine's 2024 overall crime index is roughly in line with the U.S. city average. Crime in 2024 fell about 17% compared to 2023, based on publicly available city-level indicators. Property crime in Racine is below the national averages. Violent crime has fluctuated in recent years, a pattern seen in many mid-sized cities nationwide. This data does not tie crime rates to immigration status, because immigration status is not tracked in crime reports, and research consistently finds no link between undocumented communities and higher crime. This matters. When politicians try to link immigration and crime in Racine, they're not basing it on local data. They're banking on fear, not facts. I've sat in living rooms in Uptown and on the South Side with families who've lived here for decades, now terrified their daily lives will be weaponized for someone else's political gain. I've talked to workers who clock in before sunrise to keep factories running, only to be told they don't belong. I've interviewed families whose loved ones were turned over to ICE because of a routine traffic stop, not because they were a danger, but because of their status. These aren't abstractions. These are Racine families, Racine workers, Racine kids, Racine elders. Racine's economy doesn't work without immigrants. It never has. Look at our history. Factories in the 1950s, 1970s actively recruited Mexican and Puerto Rican workers. Refugees helped rebuild neighborhoods after industrial decline. Immigrant entrepreneurs are revitalizing storefronts along Douglas Avenue and downtown. Across Wisconsin, undocumented workers sustain core industries like dairy, manufacturing, hospitality, and caregiving. Immigration is not a threat to Racine's identity. It is Racine's identity. Thankfulness means telling the whole story, not the politically convenient slice. Immigration intersects with nearly every issue we care about: childcare workforce shortages, public safety, housing education, healthcare access, economic development. When we reduce human beings to the word illegal, we're not just being cruel. We're closing our eyes to how our community actually works. This Thanksgiving, the most patriotic thing we can do is reject dehumanization. If we want a thriving Racine, where families feel safe, businesses grow, and communities stay strong, we have to commit to the truth. Truth: undocumented residents are economic contributors, not drains. Truth: they pay taxes at every level of government. Truth: they do not commit crimes at higher rates than U.S.-born citizens. Truth: cooperation with ICE does not reduce violent crime, but it can silence victims. Truth: Racine is stronger because of its immigrant communities, not despite them. The hardest truth? Scapegoating our neighbors is easier than admitting our immigration system is broken on purpose. Racine can't celebrate gratitude while ignoring the people who hold it together. Gratitude takes clarity. It takes courage. And it takes choosing community over political convenience. If our ancestors, Polish, German, Czech, Irish, Puerto Rican, Mexican, Hmong, Black, had been met with today's hostility, Racine wouldn't be the community it is. This Thanksgiving, let's do more than say we're grateful. Let's act like it. Let's see each other fully. Let's fight for solutions, not scapegoats. Let's build a Racine where no one is disposable for someone else's political win. That's gratitude in action. And that's the Racine we deserve. The Racine County Eye is your source for local news that serves our diverse communities. Subscribe today to stay up to date with local news. Follow us on Facebook to make sure you get the latest news. Racine County Eye, journalism that serves.